All right, hello, we are...
Buongiorno! It is a beautiful spring day.
It is a beautiful spring Monday. It's 7-something in the morning, and we are up with the tweeting birds and decided...
Sitting outside.
Decided to start doing our podcast again after two requests to restart the podcast. Here we are, and we'll try to do it every other week. We're back, and we'll be a little bit more diligent about it, about... Listening to us drone on for 15 minutes about what's going on in our lives here.
Our kooky adventures.
Yeah, so we'll go back 2 weeks and then come forward a couple weeks. So, the volcano in Iceland, big news.
Big news.
Really affected us. We had a few guests who couldn't come out because of it, and just kind of...
We also had our dear friends Luke and Monica
get stuck here for an extra week.
If you want to be called... continuing your holiday for another week, stuck. But, oh my gosh, so we got to celebrate Lily's first birthday, which was awesome.
Yes, their baby's first birthday. She's adorable. So they left a few days ago, and now...
But it was kind of wild having... I mean, the only airport that was even semi-running air traffic was out of Rome, so the trains were stuck. Then, on top of all of it, I think, was it France, decided to have a train strike.
Yes.
That's a real screw you when everyone is grounded off flights. So that was a bit wild. And the main thing that has been going on constantly here at our place.
Well, not constantly, but the chicken coop has been...
the ongoing project.
What I thought would be a few days, you know...
You thought that in March.
That's not true.
Sean and Linda were here. That's when you guys started, when my grandpa was here.
I guess you're right. Well, to give us credit, it's not like we worked on it all, like, 8 hours a day.
No,
we worked,
and you guys and started on it from scratch. It rained a lot and salvaged damn near every piece of wood that was in there.
So, yeah, so there's a little bit of Jason in this. I got a little banged up doing this. Slammed my face with a hammer. Ran into some rebar with my forehead.
Split your lip open.
Yep, split my lip open. So
banged your nose, black and blue. He was a disaster. He looked like a pugilist specialist, some sort of boxer.
I look like I got beat up. But
And what did classic Dr. Gachi say?
Oh, yes.
Don't forget, he almost cut off your hand as well.
Well, he almost cut off my hand with a chainsaw.
Wear leather gloves,
yeah,
folks.
Everyone, wear good thick leather gloves whenever you're doing anything, because I would have lost part of my hand if not for gloves that saved me.
It shook you up a little.
A little bit. It was scary. Anyway.
So what did he say in deadpan form?
Yeah, so he looks at me while I'm sitting there holding my lip and bleeding, and he looks at me and says... At the end of your arms, where there should be hands, there are hammers.
And I think that says it all. He came in cracking up saying, look at his face. He's done it all to himself. It's just... But you have to laugh because, like Jason said, there's a lot of sweat and blood in there.
Yeah, so we finished the coop last week. It looks great. It's sturdy. It's beautiful.
There's poured cement.
So we have cement poured for it. It's a pretty hardcore chicken coop. But I went to go pick up the chickens from the hardware store last weekend.
It was a rainy day.
Rainy Saturday morning. And I go in there and I walk up and say, did the chickens come in? He said, oh, yeah, the chickens did come in. He asked me, do you have the straw? Is their bed all ready? I said, well, their beds are ready, but I don't have the straw. I'll pick it up on the way home. You know, today is a rainy day, and the chickens would be much happier if we transferred them to their new home on a warm, nice, warm, sunny day, so they can be happier when they get to their new home. So
they're happy where they are.
They're in my chicken coop right now at home, and we can go get them, but they're content today. It's cold. They're inside. So apparently Italian chickens prefer to be put into their new homes when it's nice and sunny out.
Yes, yes. So, wouldn't you agree?
Yes. So
happy chickens they are. They'll arrive on a bright sunny day.
We have 12 chickens coming in all. We have 7 chickens that are, well, 7 hens that are about 2 or 3 weeks away
and what do you call
from
them?
Laying. Ovalone? I think Ovaiole?
No, Ovalone.
Ovalone. And then I have 5 baby chicks coming, the little yellow ones.
I really wanted chicks because I wanted to see them grow up and see what it looked like, and I thought it would be really fun. So we are just really nervous about the fox because that's part of why the chicken coop had to be wrapped in...
make a cage, like a cage, kind of fencing, actually.
Because they'll just wait in the bushes. Attack!
But we'll try. We'll leave them out during the day and see if the fox will stay away. I don't know. And see what happens.
Jason's going to have to get a BB gun.
A BB gun? No. What else? Oh, we dug a nice little spot for a patio right off the back dining room door.
Mm-hmm.
The stone is being delivered today.
We've all dug it.
All.
Like, it just, everyone seems to have taken turns.
It's taken so long.
It didn't take that long, but you really hammered it out on that last day.
It's just hard work, man.
It freaking is. Taking all the grass off the top. That's when at least it's been wet that I think it made it easier to come
Well, the grass was the easy part.
You didn't do the grass! That's why you said it was the easy part.
Yeah, because it looks pretty easy.
Good.
But anyway, the stone's coming today, so I'm excited about that. This coming weekend will be the 1st of May, and we have a big lunch planned.
It's like the Italian Labor Day. They love a holiday, too.
We're going to do a whole roasted baby pig.
Maialino.
We don't know if we're going to do it on the spit roast, the Giro Rosto, or do it in the... outdoor wood oven, the Forno Legno.
Which is a bit more traditional.
Yes.
However, we have a request from a bride to do it on the spit. So we shall see. That'll be fun to try out.
The problem is finding a spit that's big enough to do a pig. They kind of come in 2 sizes. One for that you'd put in front to do like sausages and little like chickens and birds like that on it. And then they have the big, huge ones that...
A whole pig.
So there's nothing kind of in between.
And how a whole pig would feed how many people?
Hundreds. It could be 300 pounds, a whole pig. We're getting a baby pig, which is more than like the 25-pound range.
And that is crazy. So how long do you think it'll take to cook?
I don't know. We'll see. I gotta do some studying. I haven't really studied.
You know what? But this is something worth studying and worth, you know, trying, really working it out. And if that means eating a whole lot of pig, I'll throw down. I'll do what I need to do.
Until we get it right.
Until you get it right.
I think we're going to stuff the pig with wild fennel, rosemary, and garlic. Mm. And
rub some fat all over its skin.
I don't think you need to rub any fat. I don't know. Well, that's another thing.
That's what the porchetta guys do, and they get the extra good crunch.
That's right. They did rub the fat on the outside.
I'm just
of the
saying
skin.
It might not. That's one way to try.
We'll see. I need to go around and ask some people. That's my job tomorrow when I go to Tuesdays. Every Tuesday in Piobico is the porchetta guy. The meat and cheese guy's truck and Fusciani and the fish guy and all the men
and the fried fish guy
and the fried fish guy and all everyone congregates and kind of socializes. So I'll ask around there tomorrow. That's a good project.
It's like men's time.
Men's time. let's see, what else we do? We just finished putting together our wine.
That was awesome. We for this went year. With Marco, who lives down in Ostra, which is near Ancona, and we went to the kind of Marche winery area where there's Jesi and Moro di Alba and Cupra Montana, and we visited some wonderful little vineyards and winemakers, and it was really cool to hear their stories and visit their homes where they made the wine to go actually to the vineyards, and it was wonderful. And we really got to kind of expand our wine list, and don't tell me twice we're going wine tasting.
But I really...
Yes, please.
All of our wines we chose were from small producers who really... don't really export that much. They just really produce for here in Italy.
And like, about how many acres would you say was the average? Well, not the average, but not Some of them didn't have many acres
no,
at all.
No, most of them were like 10 or 12, 18 acres.
And one guy only did like 10,000 bottles or something?
No, that was the biggest one. He did 10,000 bottles. So they're small wine producers, and it makes it kind of special because this is from our region, and these people only, you know, make a... They do most things by hand.
It was really cool. There was one group that was all women, and it was the mom we met, and her daughter's the one in charge, and it was 100% women, and she said they have a few men around because sometimes you still need them. But it was great, and we walked around her
park almost.
Yeah, it was just beautiful, and it smelled like honeysuckle and lemons because she had all these lemon and orange trees around as well. It was just beautiful, and it was a great 2 days. So if anyone is interested in going on wine tastings, let us know because we can hook you up with Marco, and he definitely knows the ins and outs, and he speaks English as well. But we'll have him on for a podcast for sure. That'll be great. He'll talk about the supermarket wines.
Coming up this week, we expanded the garden.
Oh my God. We came home from being gone over the winter and we're looking out over the property and when we passed the orto coming up, we could see, oh my God, God, you made it bigger. But we come up to the house and we look down on it and it, reality set in. Oh my God, he made it bigger. He made it like not just two rows wider.
No, it's much bigger. So, we have even more space, so we'll get to do a little rotation. It's just been so wet that everyone's late on their gardens this year. The weather's been unstable at best. We get a few days of beautiful weather, and then it'll rain for 2 days, and it's been like that for 3 or 4 weeks, so.
And poor Jason, it has to be like a lawn mowing machine right now.
Oh my goodness,
it doesn't even look like he did it, which he did 2 days ago. It just pops right back up.
But that'll be happening this week.
Oh my gosh, and if you're going to be here in the end of May, June, cherries! The cherry tree looks awesome,
doesn't it? Looks beautiful. We'll get, hopefully, some good mushrooms here at the end of May, early June, because of all the rain.
Mm-hmm. I definitely think it'll be more end of May, because it's just been too wet, huh? We need, like, a good 2 weeks or so of sunny weather.
Yeah, we need hot weather.
Well, today, it's supposed to get nice and warm.
Today is supposed to be in the high 70s, so it'll be beautiful, but we should wrap it up, because we've been going on for a while.
I know. All right, we got stuff to do.
And we got work to do.
All right. Well, thanks, you guys, for listening again. It's so much fun putting this out there, and we hope you guys enjoy it. Definitely leave comments and feedback, or let us know if there's anything you want us to talk about in particular. Otherwise, we'll ramble on in our own typical fashion. But anything else, Jay?
That's it. I gotta go.
All right.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. And until next time, we'll talk to you later. Have a great week.
Ciao, ciao.